I've got a special present this morning that these guys are going to help me to unwrap. And you can see initially it's wrapped in lovely Christmas paper, but I think we might find that there are a few more layers underneath. So do you think you could, what's your name?
Joshua.
Joshua, could you open the first layer and see what is underneath, just one layer at a time? There we go. Yes. I sellotaped it rather well together, so I help you. There we go. And underneath a nice Christmas paper, we've got a paper full of stars. Now, why might I have got a bit of paper full of stars? Do you know anything about what stars are in the Christmas story? The star that led the three wise men to Jesus, isn't it? And actually, if you think about the Christmas story is full of people being led to Jesus. The wise men followed the star to Jesus, and the shepherds also were told by the angels to go and find Jesus. And it reminds us that actually the Christmas story is a story of a God who guides us, a God who draws us to himself. And it's been lovely over this last year at All Saints to see four or five different people who just have turned up on Sundays, who God has been clearly leading to come to this church and come to connect with him. And we've had some amazing stories. And I want us all to think, as we look at these stars now, I think actually maybe as we go into a new year, we have a God who wants to guide us, who wants to show us the way, who wants to lead us, and for us to walk with him. What's your name?
Isaac.
Isaac, can you open the next layer for me? And can you see what we've got underneath there? What paper have we got this time? We've got a happy birthday paper. Now, I did, when I went to buy on my paper, also buy a bag which said, "It's a boy," which I was going to put this in. But then in between buying it and wrapping the paper, I lost the bag. And then I found it again once I'd wrapped all the papers and it was too late. Because, you see, happy birthday. Why do you think I might have got happy birthday paper? Because today is Jesus' birthday, isn't it? And actually, we remember right at the very heart of the Christmas story is about the baby born, Jesus, who was not just a normal baby, but he was fully God and fully man all at the same time. So we remember that actually this is all about Jesus. Right, are you going to wrap up the next one? So what sort of paper have we got now? Plain paper. Just normal, ordinary paper. You see, this paper hasn't got any of the sort of glossy, sparkly, nice Christmas stuff on. It's just plain. It's just very ordinary. Now, I wonder whether anyone can think of why have we got a layer of ordinary paper now, which hasn't got any nice glossy stuff on. Any of the adults might think about this one. You see, I think it reminds us that actually of all that Jesus gave up so that he could come and be with us. You see, it tells in the Bible that actually Jesus was God and he gave up all the glory of being in heaven, all the comfort, all the majesty of heaven to come and be ordinary like you and like me. And I love the verse that Jill read out. I wonder if you heard that last verse that Jill read out. You might have thought, what are we reading that passage for? Well, actually, there's a really special verse at the end of that passage, which Jill read, which said this. Said, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich." So what that's saying is that actually Jesus was rich because he was up in heaven with God. And he became poor and gave up everything to come down and live with us so that actually we might be rich in God. Now, is there any, have we got, I know we've got one, but have we any got any other Netflix fans here who've been watching The Crown Who's been watching the new series of The Crown? I have. I think it's fantastic, isn't it? I'd love to know what's true and what's made up on that. But, you know, watching The Crown has just really made me just think of what an amazing life, a life of privilege, a different world that the royals live in, isn't it? And actually, I don't think they can really comprehend what normal life is like for so many people. But I want you to just imagine the Queen living in Buckingham Palace and all having all her servants and everything looked after for her, getting what she wanted. Imagine if she gave all of that up, if she took off her crown, if she took off her royal robes and put on rags and went to live, let's say, in the slums of Bangkok, where one of our mission partners from this church works in. Imagine if the Queen gave up all of that and went to live there in the slums with no running water, with sewage running down the streets. You know, it would be remarkable, wouldn't it? It would be unheard of. It would be completely unimaginable. And yet that's what we're told. Well, we're told that Jesus did even more than that. He left the glory of heaven to come down to us and to be with us. This is how one writer has described it. It meant laying aside of glory, a voluntary restraint of power, an acceptance of hardship, isolation, ill-treatment, malice and misunderstanding. Finally, a death that involves such agony, spiritual even more than physical, that his mind nearly broke under the prospect of it. It meant love to the utmost for unlovely men who through his poverty might become rich. See, the amazing news of the Christmas story is that Jesus gave up all of that to become poor and ordinary for each one of us. Do you think we finished? No. Right, we'll go back to the start again. What have we got now? Can you see what it is yet? Right. It's not breakable. What have we got now? Newspaper. Oh, we'll get there eventually. Why have I got wrapped it up in newspaper? Because it's good news, isn't it? Because the Christmas story is good news. You know, it's the best news that the world has ever heard. That's what the angels said to the shepherds that first Christmas morning. They said, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Because the Christmas story is good news. And I want to tell you why I think, some of the reasons why I think it's good news. And I think it's good news because I know the Christmas story tells me that I am loved by a God who created the cosmos. You know, someone who's prepared to give up all of that for me and for you, to give up the glory of heaven, to come down and be one of us, and ultimately to die on the cross. You know, that actually means that that person has great love for each one of us. That most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that those who believe in him may have everlasting life. You see, Jesus coming is a sign that whoever we are, whatever we've done, we are deeply and extraordinary loved. Do you know that? You are loved by God. And you are too. And you are too. You know, I don't know whether you've read on the internet, I read this morning on the internet what the Pope said in his Christmas Eve message last night. He said some amazing stuff. Here are a few quotes from the Pope. He said, God still loves us all, even the worst of us. God still loves us all, even the worst of us. And then he went on to say this, you may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you. You know, we are loved extraordinarily by God. That's good news. Secondly, it reminds me that in the middle of my mess and my darkness, and in the middle of the world's mess and the world's darkness, that God is in control and that God will one day put everything right. The story of Christmas, as I was sharing last night at our carol service at St. Andrew's, is a story of God entering the mess and the darkness of this world to save it, to put it right one day, once and for all. We look round at our world and our individual stories, and as I look round here, I know some of your stories. Some of your stories of pain and hardship and tough times. And our heart breaks for those things. Our heart breaks that this world is not in the place that we want it to be. That this world is so full of struggle and stuff that's difficult to understand why things happen as they do. But you know, the message of Christmas is that God knows, that God cares, that God isn't a distant God who passively stands back and watches us self-destruct, but God's a God who steps in, a God who's entered in our worlds to put things right. You see, those words of John 3:16 come with a promise that anyone who believes in Jesus will have eternal life. Life where one day everything will be put right, where there'll be no more tears or pain or suffering or mourning for all of eternity. You know, the story of Christmas is that God will clean up the mess of this world once and for all, that he will once and for all dispel the fear and the darkness. And so we need not be afraid, but simply to trust him and receive his peace and receive his eternal life. And there's one more thing of good news too for me, that we can know and walk with God in the present. You know, Jesus came to show us who God was. Jesus came to show us what God's like. He was, as one of the year sixes from the witch school next door wrote, and he's this little boy is speaking these words. Corey, that's right. He's speaking these words at the carol service at St. Andrew's today. He wrote this. He said, God, he was God with skin and bone who mingled with all of humankind. That's who he was. And Jesus coming, I think, shows us that we can know God and that God wants to be known. That God wants to walk with us in the whole of life. He wants to be our friend. He wants to be our companion along the way. And because God became human that first Christmas, it means that he understands what life is like. He knows what it means to grieve. He knows what it means to suffer, to be lonely. He knows what it means to be abandoned and rejected. He knows what it means to be sad and to have those he loved let him down and disown him. We have a God who understands, who longs to know us and be known. A God who longs to walk with us each day. You know, his invitation to each one of us this Christmas morning is, will you let me enter into your world? Will you let me walk alongside you and with you in the coming year? Whose turn is it? Do you want to do it together? Because you might find it's the last one. What have we got? We've got some celebrations. Because of these things, how do we respond? Well, we are called to celebrate the good news. As the angel said, this is good news for all the people. You know, do you know what the shepherd's response was when they saw the baby Jesus just as the angel had told them? They went off immediately and told everyone that they could find of the good news that Jesus had been born. And so we too, having entered into this story this Christmas, we're invited too to go and share the good news too to those around us, to share the great hope of the Christmas story, the story that God is with us, that God has rescued us. And as we go, there's something else. You see, I think Jesus also calls us to follow his example. He calls us not to hold on to wealth and seek after power and status, but to go and be prepared to lay down our comforts, our personal glory, to go and follow his example, to live on behalf of others, and particularly for the poor and the oppressed. You see, he invites us to do what he did, to live our lives sacrificially for others, for us to become poor so that we can enrich the lives of others with our time, with our love, with our compassion. He invites us to join in with him in becoming his hope bringers to a broken world. So as we go from here, you know, we're going to not keep these to ourselves. I'm not going to keep them to myself, but I'm going to invite you three, if you can open the packet. Perhaps you might get down to... Oh, there we go. We're going to share the good news. You can pass them around. Go on, pass them around to the congregation. Just as a reminder that actually we have good news to share this Christmas time. The news that we are loved by God. The news that God entered into our mess to bring us life in the present and eternal life in the world to come. That news that he became poor so that we might become rich. Thank you, my fantastic assistant.